This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone for the country's first river linking project, the Ken-Betwa River Linking National Project, worth 44,600 crore rupees in Khajuraho, Madhya Pradesh, today. The first of its kind in India, the Ken-Betwa River Linking Project is aimed at revolutionizing water management in the Bundelkhand region of Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. The project aims to irrigate 8.11 lakh hectares across 10 districts of Madhya Pradesh, including Chhatarpur, Panna and Tikamgarh, and stabilize irrigation for an additional 1.92 lakh hectares in Uttar Pradesh. This initiative is expected to benefit 44 lakh farmer families by improving crop production and incomes, thereby bolstering the rural economy. It also promises to supply drinking water to 44 lakh people in Madhya Pradesh and 21 lakh in Uttar Pradesh, generate 103 megawatt of green energy and create new employment opportunities. Nation celebrates 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee as Good Governance Day today. Rich tributes were paid to the statesman at his Samadhi, Sadaiv Atal, in the national capital. Born on 25th December 1924 in Gwalior, Atal Bihari Vajpayee's personality had many facets. He was a forceful orator, a writer, poet, a selfless social worker, journalist, but more than anything else, he was a leader among leaders. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid floral tribute to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 100th birth anniversary at the Sadaiv Atal Memorial in Delhi. Former President Ramnath Kovind, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Union Minister and BJP President J.P. Nadda, among others, also paid tributes to Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee was a great thinker of Indian politics who dedicated his entire life to the prestige, service and development of the country. Talking to media, Mr. Singh said Vajpayee played a very important role in strengthening the Indian economy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to educationist and social reformer Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, apart from being an active freedom fighter, Pandit Malviya remained a pioneer of education in India throughout his life. The Prime Minister added that Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya's contribution to the country would always remain a source of inspiration. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah will dedicate more than 10,000 newly established multipurpose primary agricultural cooperatives, societies, dairy and fisheries cooperatives to the nation in New Delhi today. He will also distribute registration certificates, RuPay Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies during a national conference of cooperatives. These financial tools are designed to provide easy access to credit services in panchayats and promote financial inclusion. This will also enable rural population to benefit from various schemes and participate in the nation's economic progress. The meeting of NDA leaders is underway at the residence of Union Minister and BJP National President J.P. Nadda in New Delhi. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu, Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy, Panchayati Raj Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh and Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel are among others are present in the meeting. The objective of the meeting is to strengthen coordination among alliance partners. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, an illuminated star, holy wreaths, and exchange gifts. Churches of all denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted the nation on the occasion of Christmas. In a social media post, the President said that Christmas reminds Jesus Christ's timeless teachings of love, kindness and compassion. President Murmu encouraged people to spread happiness, promote equality and foster the spirit of unity in the society. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, who is on a official visit to Jharkhand visited regional cameras of Akashwani and Doordarshan El Daltolganj in Palamu today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.